Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you doing?
As well. I'm calling. I received a business loan application.
Okay. Give me one second here, sir. I'll get to proper page so I can help you. Are you looking for working capital? Or are you looking for equipment financing?
Working capital.
Okay. Okay, so I'm ready for that 16-digit code. 3311 3101 3101 0001 0036 and 3002 3002. Okay. Sacred Child. Okay, yeah, I actually just received an email. I think you had inquired on our website as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you're Cliff?
I am.
Perfect. Okay. So what are you guys, what are you looking to do? What is kind of the use of funds?
Well, we're in the process of expanding. And I'm working with a franchise consultant. And we are getting a point of purchase system. We are needing to send out I have offers for working capital with a few lenders and banks, so that's why I decided you sent yours, just received yours today. I said, well, let me see what you guys are offering to. And we're needing to change things in the restaurant for creating a prototype, which we started to do. But in order to really push it forward faster, that's why I'm searching for reaching out for additional capital.
Okay.
As I said, the POS system, we're updating our website for ordering. Right now we have Grubhub. I don't know if they have that where you are. With online ordering, so customers order through Grubhub, but they get a percentage, not a large percentage, so we're putting in our own website for ordering. Where we had their top stop that, but as I said, in the restaurant itself, we've been renovating that, and so we're bringing back in beer taps. So the website ordering system is going to be about 2,500, the beer taps are 800, and then we're also purchasing names through online direct mail and menus, so marketing and PR, and we need new tables and chairs too. There's kitchen repairs that we need, exhaust fans in the kitchen, these steam tables that we need to move along what we're creating, which is the prototype here, so that we can create a second, third. So we need certain things in place and steam tables to move products through quicker, but what we're going to need as well. As I said, a kitchen exhaust, and we may get a new espresso machine. So that's what we need the funds to push forward with.
Okay, now how much, as far as equipment, in other than, it sounds like outside of the leads that you're looking to purchase, it sounds like the other needs you may have could be purchased under one of our equipment programs as far as the, instead of a working capital program. How much is it going to cost for the items that you're purchasing for the restaurant itself?
Let's see. Um, We're not talking about like the website ordering system. Yes, that's something separate.
Well, website ordering system, the beer taps, just anything that you're actually purchasing, you know, for the business. And the reason that I even bring this up is the rates on equipment or collateral backed financing are about a third of what they are on working capital, because there's collateral on the note. So the risk is lower just out of default, even though, you know, we're never going to come and pick up the assets, even if there is a default. But just the fact that we can put it under a program that requires collateral gives you much better terms. You can also go out 3, 4, 5 years on a monthly payment plan on the collateral-backed financing, as opposed to the working capital being, you know, 24 months, you know, on a weekly payment plan.
And how does the something like the website ordering system, how does that work in terms of capital for equipment? How does that get paid for if we're utilizing the capital for that?
Well, what happens is that ordering system and your beer taps and, you know, any of those things that you're working with a vendor on to purchase through, they would end up invoicing us as the billing party and you as the recipient of the equipment itself or of the product itself. And that would make us responsible for payment. So we would pay them directly for the product and you would receive the product.
Ah. Well, that works.
So, you know, we classify it, you know, what you're speaking of is more of a software purchase. You know, that, that website. So, you know, we would speak to the, you know, the seller and, you know, they would invoice us for, you know, that product essentially. And then the beer taps, I'm guessing, are separate and anything else, you know, whether you're purchasing furniture or any other computer equipment or kitchen equipment, you know, we would just request invoices for kind of all of the above.
Okay. So, if let's say right now, today I'm working with a POS system. And the leasing for the POS system, though, has no interest on it. So how would it benefit us to utilize, let's say, that structure, that through a loan with you?
Well, I mean, I would recommend, you know, nothing's free, right? You know, nobody's going to carry, how much is the POS, 20,000 maybe?
No, it's really not a lot of money, because it's no more than really a couple thousand. It's the hardware, which that would be the lease. It's a tablet. I want it to be for table service. I want the servers to have it like a guest tablet on them. So they can move from table to table, press send, table, send, table, instead of taking the order, going to the computer and pressing it, and then so there's no time wasted in between and they have more contact with the customers. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, we have a lot of people out here that are doing that. They'll actually have the tablets on the table so clients can actually, you know, place their order for drinks right when they sit down type thing if they want, you know, more fries or they need ketchup or, you know, adding appetizers. They can do it right from the table, which is kind of cool.
It is kind
just
of cool.
Because
movies
there's no, it just, you know, it doesn't really take away from, I don't think, the contact because, you know, your server still has to come by the table, but there's no wait. And sometimes, you know, the Red Robin that I actually spoke to that was doing this by us said that they were able to have half as many servers because of the fact that, you know, there's less time taking orders and, like you said, running back and forth to the kitchen but or to the POS system or whatever they're using. But.
Right. And having two pieces of, like, the guest check, which is what we have, guest check, and then move to the POS to place the order to tap, and then move back. It just made no sense. It's such a waste of time in between, rather than just having this little tablet with you that has everything on there, credit card run it there, it takes care of everything much quicker.
Yeah.
So,
So I guess the options, as far as, I guess, to kind of answer your question, you know, the benefit wouldn't be, you know, if I was trying to compete, you know, with them just on who was carrying the financing, you know, obviously I can't do 0%. But typically, there's another option. If you were to pay cash, essentially, and that's what you're doing, you know, whenever you're making these purchases, you know, act like a cash buyer. We're going to send the check, essentially, but they don't care who it's coming from.
No, that's true.
But usually you're going to be charging you for some sort of service fees or some sort of, there's somewhere else that they're going to make their money as opposed to, you know, interest on the machines. But maybe you can get it, the machine cheaper, or maybe there's somebody else you can, you know, use that doesn't charge you the service fees and things like that if you're buying the equipment outright. And that's where I think that the interest that you pay with us outweighs, you know, all the other fees that they're charging you, you know, that you may be charged because you're leasing the machine from them as opposed to just buying the equipment outright.
That's true. Well, there's also the software, which we have to, if we purchase that rather than do it over a 12-month period of time, it's each month would be more expensive than purchasing it. I think it's with tax $770. So there's something that comes out of cash that they would require us to pay up front, which would be more expensive if I paid it over time. So everything then, any invoices that we have, will go through you first, yes?
Correct.
So then would that take longer for us to...
No, I mean, it's... Yes, it's going to take, you know, maybe a day or two longer just because there's other people involved that, you know, you need to get the invoices from them and then you need to forward to me wherever, as opposed to the working capital, we're just working on a cash loan. But like I said, you're going to save so much money by doing an equipment-backed program, and your terms are going to be so much better as far as the length of time and the monthly payment as opposed to the weekly payment and, you know, going out 3 years, 4 years, 5 years as opposed to, you know, I don't know, what kind of terms are they offering you that you've seen so far on the working capital?
What are they offering?
Yeah, what have you? What type of terms have you seen as far as length of time, amount of payback, other daily payments?
Yeah, daily payments. There's the one that I'm looking at now. But you know, the reason why it's like, I'm reading through the contract and it's just so many things. It's like, you know what? I'd rather work with a bank than work with these lenders. Payback is for this, they're willing to lend. Let's see. It's $41,819 over 12 months. And it's $191.67 a day. And the repayment would be $50,699.
Okay. And who is that through?
This is through, it's called CAN Capital.
Oh, yeah, I know CAN pretty well. So it's just about, or just under 10,000 in interest, or right around 10,000 in interest and finance charges?
Yep,
that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just do a little calculation here, just and kind of give you some comparables. And so, what was the total payback?
50,699.
Is that the amount that you're looking for?
We were looking for 35, okay. And they were offering, and the other lender that was came close was it was 36 for it was about 7,300. So this is 31. It was 7,500. This is 87.81. Any answers?
Who was that, and what was their payback?
They are. Here, hold on a sec. Okay, this is called the Business Backer, and so borrowing 36,000 and paying back 53,560. It's 172.86 a day.
So they're significantly higher. You're paying almost twice as much, and you're borrowing, you know, 7,000 less.
Right.
So I take it they're out of the running pretty quickly. Okay, so let's say, so 35,000, how much of that, now that we've talked about equipment, how much of that would be invoiced? And then how much would be additional cash? Or is it all stuff that would be invoiced?
You know, it's not all stuff invoiced, but marketing, direct PR, 6,000 for PR, 3,000 for direct mail and menus. So, let's see. So somewhere around 15,000 is what we would be utilizing for
cash.
Improvements.
Okay.
I've already purchased a lot prior to our conversation. So I'm looking at things up. Well, I've already paid for that.
Yeah. How much do you think you've already spent on equipment stuff?
Well, here I have consultant that I work with twice a week. Mm-hmm. So he's $800 a week. And we work, so for the last 3 months, somewhere around $10,000 over the last 3 months we have put towards improvements in space.
Okay. The reason I was asking, within 90 days, any equipment that you purchased, we can get you reimbursed for that. And that might assist in, that would be added to, the equipment side, which would be, again, the best terms and the longest, term as far as payback. So that that would be an option as well. But let's do this. I have your email address. I will email you the two forms that I'll need filled out. One is for the working capital and one is for the equipment. And then I know you already have the 6 month bank statements, you know, prepared to send it to those other guys. And then a 14 or 15 tax return, whichever one you have. And then if you could just email me, when you email that information back, just kind of maybe put a checklist together or just a list of, or I guess just give me an idea of how much you need for equipment, you know, what's remaining. If you have quotes already from the vendors, you know, if you could attach those, and then just note there exactly how much you'll need for cash for your marketing and everything else. And I'll take a look at it and I'll just, I'll get you the best program that we've got to cover those needs and let you take a look and decide which route you want to go.
So let me ask you, the consultant, is that those invoices a part of that?
Well, probably, I probably can't do the consultant because that's more cash. You know, if that was something that was part of a software purchase or some sort of purchase and they're actually invoicing for both.
I understand. Got it.
You know, and then they could roll in, you know, the cost of the consulting into the equipment, then yes, I can definitely do that. But I can't just, you know, pay an outside, or, you know, a third party consultant that does, that isn't selling anything else tangible.
Got it. I understand. Okay.
So I will, I'm going to shoot you this email right now, and I believe you already have it, but, you know, my signature will have my contact information just in case you need it. And that's about it. You know, feel free to call me if you have any questions at all.
We'll
get this approval ASAP and some numbers your way.
Great. Excellent.
Well, it was great talking to you, and like I said, you'll have that email at any moment.
Okay, great. I'll look forward to it.
All right. You have a great day. Like I said, call me if you have any questions.
I will. Thanks for your time.
You got it. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.